David Harris Jr., Movement to Tear Down Statues is Anti-Everything That Is Our Country. By Amy Furr on June 20, 2020. The movement to topple statues goes against everything America stands for. Black Voices for Trump Advisory Board member David Harris Jr. said Saturday. For one, it exposes that the movement was never about black lives. It had nothing whatsoever to do with black lives. He told Breitbart News at President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Harris Jr. continued. So the fact that this movement now, where they're defaming statues, they've desecrated Abraham Lincoln's statue, George Washington's statue, Christopher Columbus' statue, St. Sarah, I think it is in San Francisco. That started the first 9 missions in California. He's holding a cross, they yanked it down. It's Antichrist, it's anti-America, it's anti-everything that is our country. And it's a Marxist agenda and every single one of them should be thrown in jail. In San Francisco Friday, protesters pulled down statues of St. Junipero Serra, former President Ulysses S. Grant, and a 131-year-old statue of Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, according to Breitbart News. Police said about 400 people gathered at the Grant statue that evening to tear it from its base, but no arrests were made. The movement to topple the monuments had sucked in the emotions of a lot of Americans, a lot of black Americans, Hispanic, white people, feeling like they've got white guilt, Harris Jr. explained. He added, "You shouldn't have to feel guilty over the color of your skin. God made each and every one of us and He made us beautiful. If somebody has a problem with your skin color, they need to take it up with the Creator of heaven and earth, God. Literally, they need to take it up with Him. Otherwise, they need to shut their mouths. Nobody should feel like they have to be guilty over anything," Harris Jr. concluded.